You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Chris Haft of Major League Baseball.com. I'm talking with Giants reliever George Contos. George, you live in Chicago and you work in San Francisco. How lucky do you consider yourself to be?
You know, Chris, pretty lucky. You know, it doesn't really get much better than the two cities that you just mentioned. You know, being born and raised in Chicago and having the privilege of living there year-round and, you know, up until baseball season starts and then get to come out here in Arizona for a pit stop and then off to San Francisco, which is, you know, there aren't many cities in the country that are better than those two. So it's great to have the culture and the history and you know, most importantly, the fan base that we do in San Francisco. It really makes it easy.
I was going to maybe kind of anticipate it there. My second question was going to be, you know, comparing the two cities. What differences, what similarities do you see?
You know, they remind me of each other quite a bit. You know, Chicago obviously is a little bit bigger in population and doesn't have as many hills, but, you know, we have Lake Michigan and San Francisco's right on the bay. And, you know, it's a very clean city. The people there are very friendly in both places. Both are very food-oriented cities. There's probably a few more hole-in-the-wall places that you have to really dig deep in San Francisco to find. There aren't quite as many chain restaurants, I'd say, as there are in Chicago. But, I mean, all in all, I mean, I'm very, very lucky and very, very spoiled.
How old were you, would you say, when you realized that Chicago was a special place? It wasn't just another, you know, just another town, just another city.
You know, I probably once I left, once I was drafted or probably played in the Cape Cod League, when I was really able to get out and experience other parts of the country. I hadn't really done that until, you know, that summer in college when I played in the Cape Cod League. And now past 11, 12 years, having traveled all over the place for baseball, it really makes you appreciate how great of a city it is to going back home and calling Chicago home.
Sure. One final thing, Cubs versus White Sox. What determines whether a person is a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan? Is it geography?
A lot of times it's geography, yeah. You know, whether you're a North Sider or a South Sider, and, you know, people in downtown, I guess, just pick whichever team they like better. But I grew up on the North Side. I lived in the city until I was six, and we moved to the North Side, North Suburbs, and, you know, I was a Cubs fan all growing up. I got to watch Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game live. So it was, once that happened, it was over. I was a Cubs fan, and Kerry Wood was my favorite pitcher, and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's really nice to see, just, you know, on the topic of the Cubs, what they've done for that area and at that ballpark now that things are starting to do to it, getting it updated. You know, the city deserves that.
George, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.